Hello and welcome to Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives here at WTBR-FM. When WTBR moved to the new facilities here at Pittsfield Community Television, it brought along with it a tremendous asset, its vinyl collection, numbering nearly 20,000 pieces, including full albums, EPs, singles, and so much more. The purpose of this program is to take you back in time to the early days of WTBR when these records were brand new. I'm your host, David Cachet, and over the last few years, I've acted as sort of an archivist of this great collection. Just imagine, if you will, a wall full of records sorted into cubbyholes, about 150 to 200 records in each section. I'm going to be choosing one of these sections to grab records from, and I'm going to be randomly selecting records off the wall of our studios and playing them for you. That's right, playing the actual vinyl records that have been in the WTBR archives for decades. Now, each record in our collection has a catalog number listed on it, and this coincides with the order in which it was received by the WTBR DJs back in the day. Its first two digits represent the year it came in, and the remaining three or four digits will tell you the order in which they received the LP. Now, tonight we're traveling back to the year 1981. That's over 45 years ago, some of these albums. And we're going to start off with a live album, and it's a live album by Ted Nugent, an album called Intensities in 10 Cities, and this was his second live album. The album is actually 10 songs recorded in 10 different cities. I guess what he was trying to do at the time was he had a bunch of songs that weren't on albums. He had recently written them, and instead of recording them in the studios, he was going to record them live on the tour. So he had 10 songs recorded in 10 different cities, and we're going to play one of the cover songs from here. It's actually the only cover song on the album. The rest are all originals. The album peaked at number 51, and this single we're going to play for you debuted back in 1962, and it's a song called Land of a Thousand Dances. So here's Ted Nugent live from his album Intensities in 10 Cities right now on Random Draw with Land of a Thousand Dances.
I'm gonna make you mine. Yeah.
I Surrender by Rainbow. And before that, we heard Willie Nile and his song Poor Boy. And we started off the show today with a live version of Land of a Thousand Dances by Ted Nugent. That Willie Nile song, Poor Boy, was taken from his 1981 album Golden Dawn on Arista Records, catalog number 81-197 here at WTBR. Now, Willie is a Buffalo, New York-based singer-songwriter who is putting out his second album. Now, after this album came out in 81, he had some personal problems, some legal problems, and it would be over 10 years before he put out another album, but he's still putting out music today. As a matter of fact, I saw him open for The Who a few years ago up at Bethel Woods, so he's still out there. This album, like I said, was a second album and only peaked at number 158 here in the U.S., but it did feature some of his famous friends. You got Fred Smith from the band Television, and Paul Schaefer played keyboards on his track, plus a few other songs on the album. So that was Willie Nile with Poor Boy. And we finished up that set of music with the group Rainbow and their song I Surrender. Now, Rainbow is an English group that was formed by Ritchie Blackmore and featured at various points in time. You had Ronnie James Dio on vocals. You had Graham Bonnet on vocals. Now, for this album, we had Jolynn Turner. And the name of this album was Difficult to Cure on Polydor Records, catalog number 81-098. The album also featured Roger Glover, who was in Deep Purple, and Don Airey on keyboards, who would later join Deep Purple. So there you go. This album would get to number 50 in the U.S., but it would climb all the way to number 3 over in the U.K. And the song I played for you, I Surrender, was written by Russ Ballard, a famous songwriter for power rock bands. And I've played and I've mentioned Russ Ballard plenty of times on this show, so you can probably refer to an old episode to get a history of him. And the song was actually first performed by the group Head East the year before, but Rainbow's version would sort of become the definitive version of it as it would climb to number 3 over in the United Kingdom. So that was Rainbow with I Surrender. All right, we're going to move on now. We're going to get to a group that was sort of finishing up their career here in 1981. That's a group called Bad Finger. They were putting out their 9th album, and they're more famous for being in the 70s, late 60s, early 70s, for being on Apple Records, sort of being a discovery of and working with Paul McCartney and a few other members of the Beatles, having plenty of hits. And then they're one of the more tragic tales of music and how they get screwed over by management. If you want to, I'd say Wikipedia or watch some documentaries about that. But this, in 1981 album, was sort of the final reunion of two original members, the two surviving original members, Tom Evans and Joey Molland. It's an album called Say No More on Radio Records, catalog number 81-146. The album peaked at number 155, and the single I'm going to play for you, a song called Hold On, reached number 56 here in the States, and it was never released in the UK. So here's a song by Badfinger right now on Random Draw. It's a song called Hold On.
My mind is the way. Guitar playing right here. Yeah, mama don't allow no guitar playing right here. I don't care what mama don't allow, play my guitar anyhow. Mama don't allow no guitar playing right here. Hey, mama don't allow no bass in this place. Yeah, mama don't allow no bass in this place. I don't care what mama don't allow, play my bass anyhow. Mama don't allow no bass in this place. Going on. I don't care what mama don't lie. Gonna play my drums in cow. Mama don't lie, no drumming. Going on. Yeah, mama don't lie, no piano players in here. Mama don't allow no piano players in here. Yeah, I don't care what mama don't allow. I'm gonna play my piano anyhow. Mama don't allow no piano players in here. Smoke my river, anyhow. Mama don't allow no river in here. Same time. Mama don't lie, it's all playing at the same time. I don't care what mama don't lie, we're all gonna play all at the same time anyhow. Mama don't lie, it's all playing at the same time.
That was the Sherbs with I Have the Skill. Before that, we heard J.J. Cale and his song Mama Don't. And we started off this set with Badfinger and their song Hold On. Now, J.J. Cale, of course, is a huge influential singer-songwriter, guitarist from Oklahoma who pioneered something called the Tulsa Sound in the 70s. And in 1981, he was putting out his sixth album, an album called Shades. It's on Shelter Records, catalog number 81-060. And this album, while it didn't chart or have any big success, it certainly featured a who's who of session musicians and friends of his, the likes of Hal Blaine, Carol Kaye, James Burton, Jim Keltner, Glenn Hardin, Leon Russell, and many more all play on the album. And that was a fun little song we played for you. That was Mama Don't by J.J. Cale. And we finished up that set of music with The Sherbs and their song I Have the Skill. Now, The Sherbs are a sort of a really big Australian rock band. I think they were inducted into their version of sort of the Australian Music Hall of Fame. Now, they originally were known as Sherbet down in Australia. They broke up in 1979, only to come back together in the exact same lineup a year later, but just shorten their name from Sherbet to Sherbs. And they also sort of changed their sound to more of a new wave kind of a thing that was happening in the early 80s. Now, this album called The Skill that came out in 1981 on Atco Records was the first album with this new moniker, and it was their first album to ever chart in the States. And the single I played for you, I Got the Skill, reached number 14 on the U.S. rock charts. It's a lesser chart, but still number 14 on the rock charts and here in America, which is kind of a big deal for them. So again, that was The Sherbs with I Have the Skill. We're going to take a short break right now on Random Draw. We'll be right back in just a moment to hear some more great random tunes from the year 1981. So stay tuned.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield. 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts, the Northern Berkshire Early Intervention Program is now accepting applications for an occupational therapist to support child development, empower families, and change futures. 2026 graduates welcome to apply. Apply today at ucpwma.org.
Hi, my name is Al Perlman, and I love jazz. Mostly jazz from the bebop and beyond period of the 40s, 50s, and 60s. I also love sharing my passion for jazz from my extensive jazz vinyl collection with listeners here in Berkshire County. So please join me on Sundays at 8 p.m. for my show Jazz Collector Live on WTBR-FM Pittsfield Community Radio.
Still paying for that monthly gym membership? How about that streaming service you never watch? Why not support WTBR-FM instead? For just $8.97 a month, you can show your support for our community radio station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click donate. It's as easy as that. We need to support this station to keep it on the air, and every little bit helps. WTBRFM, for the love of radio.
My name is Courtney. I was born and raised here in the Berkshires. Substance use is in my family, in my friends' lives, and in my neighborhood. I have lost my marriage, my sister, and close friends. I am the voice of addiction. Addiction impacts all of us, not just those that are in active drug use. I carry Narcan because the person I save is someone's loved one. If I can save a life, I will. Recovery can start with a life saved.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
PCTV Select is now available on so many platforms. You can get it with any device you have available, all free to download and use. If you're watching at home, use your Roku, Amazon, Fire TV, or Apple TV device, or even your computer, and see programming in full HD quality. Watching on the go? Download PCTV Select from the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store for your smartphone. It's that easy and free. PCTV Select is everywhere you need to be.
Now, streaming live on the web, WTBRFM.com.
Sir, I'm willing to help in any way I can. I know I'm a real asset.
You're only off by two letters.
WTBR. And we are back here on Random Draw. While I got your attention, just want to remind you to get the podcast of Random Draw wherever you get podcasts. But I always find the quickest way is to go to our website, WTBRFM.com. While you're there, you can get the podcast for my show. You can look at the schedule for all the other great programming, and you can get the podcast for all their great shows. There's also a link to if you've got your own idea for a show. And then there's also a button that says donate. And we more than appreciate anything you can do to help us keep the lights on and the record spinning here at WTBR. All right, let's get back into the music here from 1981. We're going to open up with a group called Spandau Ballet. Now, this was a group that was formed in 1979 over in England, and they were putting out their debut album in 1981, an album called Journeys to Glory on Chrysalis Records, catalog number 81-119 here at WTBR. Now, the album didn't chart here in America at all, but it went to number 5 in the UK, just the single that I'm going to play for you. It's a song called To Cut a Long Story Short. Now, Spandau Ballet would go on to have a giant hit called True just a couple years later, and that was number 5 here in the U.S. and number 1 around the world in a lot of other countries. So we're going to start with one of their first songs. So here's Spandau Ballet with a song called To Cut a Long Story Short right now on Random Draw.
Thank you. young, we don't know, won't find out until we grow. Well, I don't know if that's all true. You got me, and baby, I've got you. Place our love won't pay the rent before it's earned. Our money's all been spent. Maybe so we don't have a plot. I am sure of all the things we got. I got you, buddy. I got you, buddy. I got flowers in the spring. I've got you to wear my ring. And when I'm sad, understand. I got you to hold my hand. I got you to talk with me. I got you to walk out with me. I got you to kiss goodnight. I got you to hold me tight. I got you to won't let go. I got you to love me so, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
Yeah.
Small Talk with Stop in the Name of Love. And before that, we heard the Hoovers with I Got You, Babe. And we started off the second half of the show with Spandau Ballet and their first single, To Cut a Long Story Short. Now, these other groups I played in this set, the Hoovers and Small Talk, there's not much about them I can find. The Hoovers is listed on Discogs as a band that's a ska band from Santa Rosa, California, and that's pretty much about it. They released one album. It's an album called Skin and Blisters. And, so there you go. It's on an album called Airstrip Records. And that was the first single they released, which was a cover of, course, the classic Sonny and Cher song, I Got You, Babe. So there you go. That was the Hoovers with I Got You, Babe, from their album Skin and Blisters, which was catalog number 81-172 here at WTBR. And then we followed that up with another band that I couldn't find much about, and that's a group called Small Talk. Again, another group. This is a four-piece male group, a little rock band on MCA Records, who were putting out their self-titled debut album in 1981 called Small Talk, and it was catalog number 81-082. Again, just like the Hoovers, this was their only album, and just like the Hoovers, that was their first single, which was a cover song of a classic song from the 60s, and of course, that was the Holland Dozier Holland song, Stop in the Name of Love, that you heard. So, two groups without much of a history, but we still have their records here on the shelves, and they still sound pretty good. So, how about that? All right, we're going to move on. We got time for another set of great music, and we're going to start off with an artist who's been around a long time, got a great voice, and that's Emmylou Harris. And in 1981, she was putting on her eighth album called Evangeline, and it was made up of mostly of songs left over from previous recording sessions and albums and that sort of thing, sort of songs meant for other projects, cover songs, that sort of thing. So we're going to play the title track off of this album, Evangeline. This particular song she had performed a couple years earlier with the band for the Last Waltz movie. It wasn't in the concert, but it was in the movie. It was sort of a studio track recorded later on, and the song was written by Robbie Robertson from the band. This song does feature her fellow trio artists. You remember those albums she had out in the 80s called Trio, which was her, Dolly Parton, and Linda Ronstadt. So all three of them are on this track with Parton and Ronstadt lending their voices to this album. And again, it's a song Evangeline off of the album Evangeline off of Warner Brothers Records catalog number 81-073. So here's Emmylou Harris right now with Evangeline right now on Random Draw.
This is a song that we learned from a fellow named Steve Young who lived in San Diego. This is called Seven Bridges Road. I hope you like this.
There are stars in the southern sky. Seven Bridges Road. Now I should go. There is a taste of time, sweet and honey, down the seven bridges road.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Phil Collins with Tomorrow Never Knows. And before that, we had the Eagles with their song Seven Bridges Road. And we started off this last set of music with Emmylou Harris and her song Evangeline. Now, that Eagles song was a live song taken from their 1981 album, Eagles Live. It's catalog number 81-084, and it's on Asylum Records, produced by the great Bill Zimzik. Can you buy a vowel? There is no vowels in that unless you count the Y. This album was a contractual obligation album to sort of end their contract and to sort of end their time as a band for the most part. This was, after all the studio albums, they released this live, this double live album, and it sort of was their last hurrah until they came back together in 1994 with the Hell Freezes Over tour and album. Rolling Stone magazine calls this album one of the most overdubbed live albums ever. And I think even listing there as a joke is like one of the producers is FedEx because they were never in the same room together and they would just trade tapes around the country and add their parts to them. What a great album. And as you heard at the beginning of the song, this song was originally written by a guy named Steve Young, not the football player. And the Eagles would always cover it during a lot of their shows as sort of a vocal exercise around a microphone. The single, when it was released off this album, reached number 21, and the double live album went all the way up to number 6 for Eagles, so there you go. And we closed up the show with Phil Collins and his song, Tomorrow Never Knows. That was a cover of a great Beatles song off the Revolver album, and I was taking it from his classic album, Face Value. Now, again, that album features In the Air Tonight, Behind the Lines, I Missed Again. But I didn't play any of those hit songs, because we've heard those songs a lot. I just like hearing a good Beatles cover, especially one of their most complicated songs, and Tomorrow Never Knows. So that was Phil Collins and his cover of Tomorrow Never Knows off of his great album Face Value on Atlantic Records. Well, that wraps it up for us here at Random Draw. If you'd like to learn more about WTBR or even have an idea for your own show, please visit WTBRFM.com. So until next time, I've been your host, Dave Cachet, and we will see you later.